Chanukah to everyone for an amazing year. And it's a lot of Siyata Shmaya that we end the year with such a bang, the Suga of Geirus. It's like such a basic thing. What makes you a Yid? So it's beautiful Sugya. We started last week, we spoke about Hillel, all those stories in Shabbos about Hillel Hazakein, and about Kabbalah Mitzvos, that we learned from those Meisim, that Kabbalah Mitzvos, the person's been Kabbal, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over to us, gave over to Klal Yisrael, even if he doesn't know what that is, even if he is very ignorant, it's still, that's enough to be a ger. So you find another kula. This is Osel in Yevamis, in Daf Chav Dalet. The Gemara there says an amazing thing. It talks about Geirim. If there's a Geirim who are Megayir L'shem Isha, L'shem Shulchan Malachim, Geirim who are not Lishma, they're becoming Jewish but because they want to marry a Jewish guy, or they're becoming Jewish because Shulchan Malachim, they want to be able to go to Kiddushes and eat Shalt, whatever it is, but that's their inspiration. Geirei Chalomos, they had a dream that they better be Megayir. Geirei Arayos, right? Lions, that they're somehow Maisa, that lions were killing people until they were Megayir. Okay, they're all Geirim. Halacha Kulim Geirim. Machlokas in the Gemara, but Halacha Kulim Geirim. It's a Pella, even though they're not Lishma. And the Gemara says you shouldn't accept those Geirim. Right? Another Gemara in Yevamos, on Ayin Vav. That Bimei, David, and Shlomo, that Bezin wasn't Makabal Geirim because we're afraid they're not Lishma. So in Shulchan Aruch, you have to check them out, make sure they're Lishma, but if they weren't Lishma, they're still Geirim. I'll say, how does that work? It's a Pella. They're not Lishma, they're still Geirim. So Mukhe Yosef says, no, it means because we're talking about people who are Makabal Mitzvahs, just not Meiratza, meaning they're Makabal Mitzvahs. But not with the Lishma Avs Hashem Yeres Hashem, but because alternative motives. But when they accept it, they accept it. And then Mukhe Yosef says that it's Doma to Toluyu Vizavin Zvina Zvina, Adin Vava Basra, that if you're forced to sell your land, but you know you have no choice and you're being paid for it, so by the Yevid, you say, okay, I'll accept it. So same thing by Geirus. The person, she's marrying into a Jewish family and she knows she's going to have to keep mitzvahs, okay. So she'd rather be a guy, but she'll be Jewish. So that's an amazing, that's a Peladik din. Sometimes misused. This is, all these things are like big fights, you know, especially in Eretz Yisrael, where there's a lot of people who want to become Geirim today, get all those Zechuyot. So the emes is, it's not so pashut. This is Dvar Avram, the Kovner Rav, Chelek Gimel, Simon Chaf Ches. He says this doesn't explain, doesn't apply to Yemenu. This is talking Yemei Chazal. There was a Bezdin. And Klal Yisrael kept Torah. And if you're marrying a Jewish man, you better get on the bandwagon and start keeping mitzvahs. But today, there's no one forcing you to do anything. You don't have to keep mitzvahs. It's not like, oh, I have to keep mitzvahs, so okay, I'll do it willingly. Might as well go to Olam Haba. No. Today, people, you know, they're doing it to marry a Jewish man, and they have no intention of being Jewish bechlal. They want to get zechuyot. There's nothing, and therefore this bechlal, Dvar Avram says it's bechlal no geiris. Yeah.
I mean, we're not dealing with chazakas, so I'm saying, how can you just say that? How can one just say that halacha does not apply nowadays? You know, if one thing if we're talking about the chazakas, yes, chazakas change, but it's not chazakas.
Right, yeah, that's true. That is true. Except, the chayr, what the Gemara was talking about, Rav Moshe also writes this in Shuvah, the Gemara is talking about someone who's makabel mitzvos. We know they have to be makabel mitzvos, and that's ma'akev v'di'eved, that if they say, I'm not makabel one mitzvah, they're not Geirim. So how could it be that...
What's Makabal Mitzvos?
So what does it mean to say that I am accepting that I'm going to keep Mitzvos? I'm accepting that I'm going to keep Mitzvos. Why am I accepting it? Because I want to marry a Jew. Otherwise, I'd be happy being a guy. Okay, but Lamaisa, end of the day, you were saying, I want to be a Jew, and I'm being Makabal Mitzvos. Without Makabal Mitzvos, there's no such thing as Geirus. The whole Geirus doesn't start without Makabal Mitzvos. The whole Das is, that's what Geirus means. I'm coming to be Makabal Mitzvos. Right? They learned it out, right, we mentioned last week, it's learned out from Matan Torah. They have to be Doma to Klal Yisrael at Matan Torah. So, L'chor, that's Pashit. You know, there's a lot of this area, there's a lot of Geirim, you know, between different bati dinim, who they're going to be megayer, is it real, is it not real? And one big heter that people use and also overuse is the Rambam. The Rambam, in Shu'as Rambam, Sim Kuf Lamed Beis, he says, what if the Shiksa is already married to a Jew? Right? If they're not married, so we tell her, we don't want to be Megayer you so that you could marry a Jew. And not only that, if we thought she was hanging out with a Jewish guy beforehand, there was rumors that she was hanging out with a Jew beforehand, and she's Megayer, we don't allow her to marry that Jewish man. Because we don't want people to be Megayer for this reason. But, says the Rambam, if someone comes and he is married to a Shiksa, that is the way life is. He's not changing his mind. So then the Rambam says, in order to save him from the Isser, having Bia with the Gaya, so we allow him to be Megayer. Why? Because being Megayer Shem Ishus is Mutter B'diyaved, and this is a very B'diyaved situation. So some use that kula. That kula is a kula that was used, not as much today, but it was a very abused kula. Very abused, you know, in America, you can imagine. People, okay, the bubby says she's going to jump off the roof if he marries a guy. Okay, so we'll be Megayer. So it's really Rav Chaim Ozer has a tshuva. This is Nachiezer, Chelek Gimel, Simon, Chaf Aleph, where he says, absolutely not. That was never, even the Rambam, he never meant that. He meant, if she's Mekabel Mitzvos. Right, we're sort of, in our world, we sort of like, well, of course she's not being Mekabel Mitzvos. Who's being Mekabel Mitzvos here? The guy's off the derech, clearly, he just married a Shiksa. But, you know, they had a Beis Din, they had a community, and there was a sense that this person will, at least perhaps she's going to be Mekabel Mitzvos, and therefore that's enough. Yeah.
When we discuss about being Mekabel Mitzvos, to what extent is that? There are certain community areas where we assume that, they're following halacha, they're, say, keeping Shabbos, they're keeping kashrus, they're going to shul, they're doing Rosh Hashanah, they're doing Yom Tov, but, all the intricacies, ribbis, hilchos ribbis,
right.
How far does that, she could be willing to accept whatever we tell her, or whatever she's seeing this guy do, but that could be, a very, very fractal, a very small portion of what Torah is.
So it could be, v'shas hadchak gadol, that such a thing could be enough, if, even if it's not with everything, you know, like we said with Hillel, that the ger said, I'm only accepting Torah Shebichsav because I never heard of this Torah Shebichsav. I don't believe it's Minoshma. So it could be if they think in their community this is the way what Torah is, but Be'etzem, she's saying, I'm going to be a firm Jew. It could be in this sort of Shasat Chak, it's enough. The problem is, Rav Chaim Ozer just says that it's not, you know, you could think it's cool ravach. Okay, if maybe it works, great. Let's do anything we could to save him from an Isser. Mitzad Sheini, you are messing up Klal Yisrael because you're saying that this woman is Jewish and she's really not Jewish. And now that could make all sorts of effects, right? We're learning Yuvamis. We know that any mistake, someone thinking that person has Tfisa's Kedushin and they don't have Tfisa's Kedushin, and these sort of things are capable of making down the line big problems. So the Rambam is a Chiddush, but we only use that Chiddush if it seems that there's Kabbalah's Mitzvahs.
How
could it be?
Yeah.
So it's hard to be too extreme to say they're all becoming like real Haredisha from Erlich Yidin. It's hard to imagine that's what the Rambam was thinking about. It's hard to imagine. What we could imagine is that Klal Yisrael seems, you know, different to Kufas, they had big problems to intermarriage, even among communities where otherwise they were keeping mitzvos, and that if she'll take on mitzvos, she'll, and they could live beheter, you know, people have yetzaharas, but they see they could live beheter, and it'll work, so they'll really do tshuva. That's...
Also, what's the Rama means? Married to a guy, there's no tshuva's kedushin.
Right, it doesn't mean married, he means living with a guy. Living with a guy, but there's no way to stop him. It's okay. I think you're hearing that it's not so pashut. It's not so pashut. But that's definitely what's makubal today is that you're not. We don't stamp to geirus on a not from woman if she's not going to be keeping Shabbos afterwards. That's
for
sure.
Like
No, we do hold like the Rambam, but we explained that the Rambam didn't mean that. I don't believe the Rambam meant that. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I just don't believe it because I don't believe it. That's the bottom line. You know, the Rambam when he starts Geirus is when a person comes to be Begayer, to be Mekabel of Ol Mitzvos. Like how could this be a Geirus if it's not like hocus pocus, you're a Jew. I can't...
So you think that's a regular year, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to speak for everyone else, for myself, because spontaneously, like, I got my own chesronos.
We all have our chesronos. No. We all have our chesronos. It doesn't matter. Once you're a Jew, you're a Jew. Finish. Right? It does. And even at Matan Torah, no one could take a shvuah, right? Every Yom Kippur, we say we're doing shuvah. We don't know what's going to be. The point is that we're nasev. At the time of Kabbalah Torah, we were nasev initially. We say we're accepting it.
So
we're accepting. If we don't do it, we'll be punished. But we're accepting that fact.
So even the guy that knows he has like super addicted to like pork. Like he's gonna really put it in be my servant to not eat it, but he knows he's going to eat it again. That's still there.
L'chayra will still be a ger. L'chayra. Yeah. L'chayra. Yeah. Every Yom Kippur, we say we're not gonna do it again, and we know. That's a shame by all of us. Okay, so just say one point. On the other side, people go to the opposite extreme and make a equally dangerous mistake. Is that people come to be Megayer and everyone tells them, no, don't be a Jew. Because one thing everyone knows about Geirus is that we try to push people off at first. So the emphasis, it's not as true as people think that is. The emphasis, right, also from Hillel, right? Hillel, it says a person should always have a Navel like Hillel. That Hillel had a Navel to accept all these Geirim, and the Geirim said, look, because of that Navel of Hillel, he was Makarvas Tachas Kanfi Ashkina. Right? It's an amazing thing. There is the mitzvah of the Hatas Ager, and we find of Shlomo Ibn Gabiro. I found this not myself, but in Sefer Mitzvahs of Rav Saadia Gaon, that in his Azharos, he has like this poetry form of the mitzvah, Sefer HaMitzvos, and he wrote as part of the mitzvah of the Hatas Ager is to be Megayer Geirim. Love them means to take them in and include them in Klal Yisrael. Therefore, there's a mitzvah to take Geirim in and include them. Right? As the Chazal says, the only reason Klal Yisrael were punished with galus. Lots of things Hashem could have punished us with, but we're punished with galus in order that it should be, we should join up with Geirim. Right? The mitzvah, when we make a bracha on Milas Ger, we say, it's a mitzvah. Right? The Gemara also says by us that as soon as the Ger, on Mem Zayin, the Gemara says, as soon as the Ger is makabel to Megayer, malin oso miyad. And the Gemara says, because ein v'shan is a mitzvah, you don't want to delay the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? There's a mitzvah of accepting geirim. So we want to accept geirim. It's not true. Right? We want to accept geirim. You know, but we want them to be real. We want them to be l'shma. But if someone comes and he's talking l'shma, l'hefech, I saw a beautiful, in Masechus Geirim, it says, right after the geirus, you tell the ger, We're so happy you're a Yid. You know everything we said to try to talk about it being hard to be a Yid is just to give you more schar. So now you're with us, you should know there's nothing like being a Yid. You know, go to yeah. So that's you know that's for sure. You tell to game, you don't tell to your kids. To your kids, you tell being a Yid is nothing as geschmack.
What if a gear reads them a set
then and they start to Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess. But, no, we want them to know it's great. We don't want them to be shalol l'shma. Okay. There's a din the Gemara tells us here at Daf Mem Vav that you need a bezdin. Part of geirus is not just mila tvila, but it's also it has to be with the bezdin. And the Gemara just says it. Learns it from a pasuk. Mishpat echad yilachem l'ger hagar b'socha. It says about geirus. Now I'm talking about Geirus, it just says, actually talking about Nesachim. It says, Mishpat Echad Yilachem. There's one Mishpat for you and for the Ger. And the Gemara says, out of this, Geirus needs a Bezdin. That was a little funny. How do you see from that pasuk that Geirus needs a Bezdin? It just says, there's one Mishpat to you and to a Ger. Why do I say that? Becoming a Ger needs a Bezdin. Okay, so let's just put that question on hold. But what does it mean it needs a Bezdin? Bezdin for what? What parts need, I mean, there's really three parts we could talk about, Kabbalah's mitzvos, Mila, and Tvila. But what needs a Bezdin? So you say this to Machlokas here, and really steer in the Gemaras. The Gemara Mem Vav says that Tvila needs a Bezdin. Gemara says someone came in front of Bezdin, and he said he was mal, he has a Mila, but didn't do Tvila. So the Bezdin told him, come back tomorrow, because now it's nighttime, and at night there's no din of Bezdin, there's no Chalosh Shem Bezdin at night, and tomorrow will be Tovel you, because you need a Bezdin. So Mashmos is, right, we see from there, that Tvila needs a Bezdin. It's a Lechaira, it's learned from Xeris Akasiv. Tvila without a Bezdin is not Megaya. That seems Pashat. Problem is the Gemara on Memhe, it's Peladic Gemara. The Gemara says that there were people who were being teased, or were people saying Lashon Hara about them, that they're really not Gerim. It says there's a fellow, they're saying this guy, he's acts like an Erlich Yid, comes from a frum family, everything looks kosher, Erlich people, but it's really not a Ger, because we know that the mother really didn't do a proper Tzvila. Right? So it's a title like that. You know, it's interesting. Years ago, there was a mikvah in Brooklyn, one of the big mikvahs that the Rav was not responsible. And it turns out that there was never, the mikvah was always pasul. Right? To be a kosher mikvah, you always need that the water that comes in from the tap has to be connected to the rainwater. And there was actually always, the cover was always on. And it was never a good mikvah for 30 years. Okay, so that's very sad. A lot of women will have to bring chattises when they get to Shemayim, and this Rav don't want to be where he ends up, hopefully the tshuva. But what about all the geirim? Right? There are lots of geirim in that mikvah. So there's this other gemara, which is a very nice gemara. Memhei basically says there's no such thing as a ger, a frum yid, who's living his life as a frum yid, and I, back 1,000 years ago, my mother's mother was Megayer, and the mikvah was possible. It's not like that. And if it was like that, maybe we should all go and be Megayer, just in case. No, it's not like that. The Gemara says, Rav Asi said, heard about this tainus, says, what are you talking about? Milo Tavlo Lenidusa? Of course, his mother was Tovul when she was a Nida, and that's already good Tevila. So who cares that she didn't have Tevila Skeiris? So Shona pointed out, Pashas, what that Gemara is saying, Tosus and the Rush pointed out, that Gemara is saying that Tefila does not need a Bezdin, because certainly when she's Tovel, first of all, Nidas are always halakhically only supposed to be Tovel at night when there's no Bezdin. And anyway, in any case, there's no Bezdin sitting in the Mikvah, so women's Mikvah. So there's nothing to talk about. So therefore, what to do with that? Oh, so the Rambam, so he goes L'chumra here, he says, it seems to be a stira, but he only paskins that tefila needs a Bezdin, and says if there's no Bezdin, it's not a Geiris. Geiris needs a Bezdin, and that's it. He does not bring any din that a bad tefila, if you're Tovel for Nida, so the Gemara says if you're Tovel because you're Balkari, that works. He doesn't bring that. However, the other Rishonim say not that way. Most Rishonim say not that way. Tosus, another Rishonim. So they say, no, it's not true. Avada, you need a Bezdin. But what do you need a Bezdin for? So they say, you really don't need for tefillah. You really need for something else. You need Bezdin for Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Kabbalah's mitzvahs needs Bezdin. Tefillah, Geiris, doesn't need. Now the emes is, they say, Lechatchili should have it. Now why should he have it by tefillah? They say, by tefillah, Lechatchili should have it. Well, partial reason is because even though the ger is makabel mitzvahs beforehand, but while he's in the mikvah water, the Gemara says you do a second kabbalah mitzvahs just to be sure he's 100%, and you again tell him over some of the mitzvahs chamuros and some of the mitzvahs kalos, and he's makabel and it then goes down. So out the kabbalah mitzvahs, you need bezdin. A woman who was. Megayer, and it turns out the moment she was being Megayer with the Bezdin, really the mikvah is not a kosher mikvah, so that's fine. Because why? Because she's already accepted. She's accepted. She's an Erlich Yid. More than three people know about it, that she's been mekabel mitzvahs. And Lamaisa, she's going to mikvah for mitzvahs Yisrael. So the male, that gives her the tara that she needs out of the tefillah. What's the bezin? The bezin is that bezin has to be accepting her as a yid. The bezin has to do that sort of kabbalah, which is in her kabbalah mitzvah. So that's what bezin is relevant to. L'chayra, that's the holy yisod of why you need a bezin in the first place. Like, why do you need a bezin in the first place? What's it all about? So l'chayra, what it's about is mishpat echad yilechem. A ger, what we find in the Torah talks about gerus, it talks about being, it's together with us in mishpat. The mishpatim are the same. What makes a ger is accepting of mishpat. The fact that they're saying it's not just voluntary. A guy could also keep mitzvahs. A guy keeps mitzvahs, they get schar for it. But that they're makabel mishpat, that I have to keep the mitzvahs. And therefore, Bezdin's a part of the Kabbalah is that being makabel in front of Bezdin, I am being makabel Bezdin, the arm of Bezdin enforcing. Mitzvahs are not voluntary. That's the chiddush of Geirus, is it's becoming on the person and all their descendants that they have to keep mitzvahs. That's the Yisrael, Kabbalah's mitzvahs. I thought it's amazing. It's a parish in the Torah. Whole parish in the Torah. Parashas Mishpatim. What's the topic of Parashas Mishpatim? If you go through the whole parasha, I know there's a lot of Parashas Mishpatim, but if you look at the Ramban, the Eila Mishpatim Asher Tassim Lefneihem. What's that talking about? These are the Mishpatim that you should put in front of them. Okay, now you know a lot of Mishpatim what this means. Ramban says something interesting. These are the mitzvos, Mishpatim, that you should put in front of them for them to accept Torah. That this is really said, this is Parashat was said before Matan Torah. And if you look at the end of Parashat Mishpatim, it tells you all Mishpatim, and then it says that Moshe called to all the Zakenim and to the whole Am, and he told them all the Mishpatim, and the whole Am answered Nasa. They said, we're going to keep all the Mishpatim. And then it says they brought the Korbanos, from where we learned that Geirus needs Korbanos. It says they sprinkled the dam on Klal Yisrael. It says Zed, that dam Habris, Zos dam Habris. And they read from the Sefer Habris, which is the Torah that was written before Har Sinai, up to Har Sinai. And that was the Kabbalah's mitzvah. So the Kabbalah's mitzvah is from Kabbalah Mishpatim that we're accepting Torah. So that is the Tosas Rosh Moshe Rishonim in Shulchan Aruch. This is brought as the Iker Deya, that even if there's no Bezin at all by the Tzvila, the Ger is still a Ger. And the Mechaber brings, the Rambam is Machmer and says no, that the Tzvila would not be a good Tzvila. So that's the Machlokas. There's an interesting Bechlal. This is Machlokas Tosas and the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam, Bechlal, he doesn't mention Kabbalah's mitzvahs. It's a funny thing. Even though I told you, Avadi says, when you come to be Megayer with Das, to be Mekabel Torah, but he doesn't bring it as part of the process, the Geir's process. He doesn't have Kabbalah's mitzvahs there as part of the process. He mentions that before you're told, he says, you want to make sure that he's Megayer Lishma. He says, because of Geirim who are Megayer Shalom Lishma, or Kashim Lishol Kesapachas, they're really bad to have them, so we don't want Gerim from a guy Shalol Lishma. And therefore he says you should check them out and try to, if you see they're not Lishma, turn them away. But he doesn't mention that this is a part of the Geirus process, that you need a formal Kabbalah's Geirus before Bezdin. Doesn't have it. In Tosus, that's the Ikra Geirus. That's the Makabal, the Mishma before Bezdin. And then, to actually do the last piece, to become a Yid, you have to have Milan Tzvila. So that's a very basic machlokas here. Yeah.
So according to the Rambam, then why does the Pasuk of Mishpat Echad show us that we need a Bezdin?
So that's a Pella. I have to tell you, it's a Pella. I don't have anything so good to say. The Rambam, there's something very interesting with the Rambam, is that the Bezdin, we'll see, has to see the Tzvila. What exactly? Well, we'll talk about why that is. Okay. And the emes is, we'll have to say something like, to be part of the mishpat, to judge a guy, you have to know that he's in your jurisdiction. So it's sort of like, for him to be in your jurisdiction, there has to be a Beis Din that is registering him in the in this district. Something like that. Maybe something like that. It's interesting. Maybe this is a little bit the makar of the machlokas. So if you learn Kesuvos, the sugya of Ger Katan. Ger Katan on Daf Yud Aleph in Kesuvos. So it's a Peladik sugya. And maybe this is actually the makar of the Rambam, a bit of a kash on Tosus. There's a din. The Gemara says if a katan comes with his parents, and his parents, a whole mishpacha comes, they want to become Jewish, so we're megayer all of the whole family, even with the little kids. The kid's happy with what his father's doing, and we're megayer the whole family. If he doesn't have a father, but we see that for whatever reason, maybe he's adopted, right? The Gemara doesn't speak out the case. But normally this happens by adoption. Someone adopts a Chinese love, giving away their baby, so we adopt a Geisha baby, and you're Megayer them, so the Gemara says you're Megayer al Das Beis Din. How does it work? It says, Zachen Lanu Shelo B'Fanav. So it works. Oh, so why does it work? So the emesis seems to be a big riot to the Rambam. You don't really need Kabbalah's Geirus. Kabbalah's Mitzvah is not part of the Geirus. Right, Tvila and Mila, even the baby has to do. But Lamaisa, he's not being Makabal Mitzvahs. It's a chus for him, so that's true, it's a chus. So you have Das to be Megayer, but you can't say this kid has been Makabal Mitzvahs. It's hard to hear. Right? Yeah, Misha, yeah.
Why don't we assume that, like, I don't know, in the same way that Nasav and Ishmael, like, that was like an exception.
Oh.
That was accepted for, like, everybody. Why can't we say that Beis Din, like, part of the Al-Das Beis Din is Beis Din in Makabal form?
Right, okay, yeah, I think you could be right. You could be right, okay. But just Pashut, I would hear that as a bit of a kasha on saying Kabbalah's Mitzvah has to do with it. It's interesting, the Rambam brings down the din of Ger Katan, and he just says, it's al Das Beis Din through Zechia, and he doesn't bring the din in Isuri Bia, in the Helchos of Gerim, he doesn't bring anything what the Gemara says. The Gemara says when he becomes a Gadol, if he wants, he could back out. So Rambam, in Helchos Gerim, actually does not bring that. He mentions it again. He mentions it in Helchos Malachim, of all places, in Sefer Shoftim. He's talking about a Ger Toshiv, any mitzvah he's mekabel, he can't back out of. And he says, but a katan who's megayer, he can still back out. But it sounds like the Rambam is just a basic din of Zechia, das to be megayer. That's enough. You don't need a formal Kabbalah's Mitzvah to do it. So Tosus here is interesting. Tosus says by Ger Katan, this Tosus in Sanhedrin Samaches, he has a different explanation. He's very bothered. How do you have Geirus without Kabbalah's Mitzvahs? And he says, oh, I'll tell you how it works. He says, since we learn from Matan Torah, in Matan Torah, there are lots of Ketanim. How did they become Jewish? What about all those Ketanim? So he says like this. He says the pshat is that they have a Kabbalah mitzvah, exactly what Mishra said, that they're able to be Kabbalah mitzvahs together with Klal Yisrael, since their father, their families are being Megayer, and they're going to be brought up as Jews. Memela, that itself is a level of Kabbalah mitzvahs. And then he adds on, and therefore, when he becomes a gadol and he's okay with it, he's not mocha, that completes his Kabbalah HaMitzvah. So it's like a sort of like Kedusha Ketan a little bit. It finishes later on. It's that he has das and that's enough. That he's part of his family. His family's going to bring him up. If he doesn't have a family, Beis Din will bring him up. It's interesting. Rashi says in Ksuvis that Beis Din is Megayer people because Hein Nasin Lo Av. That's the Lashon of Rashi. They become his father, and they're saying, yes, we're accepting Achrayis for you. We're going to bring you up from, and we're going to enforce it. We're going to make sure you end out from, and therefore, that itself is a Kabbalah Smitzvah. So as long as he's not Mocha, that's a Kabbalah Smitzvah. So L'chayot Pshad is that, no, that's some Kabbalah. We goof will learn from Matan Torah that there's a level of Kabbalah Smitzvahs. I'm a yuchud mahalach of Kabbalah's mitzvahs for ketanim. this is a machlokus. One other nafkamina here, a very interesting nafkamina, is halachal maisa, gioris, a woman's megayer. What do you do? Right? Bezdin, woman being tovel, they don't go together so well. So there's a gemara about this. Gemara mem zayin. The gemara says, nashim mosh. It says by Gioris, Nashim Moshivas Osaba Mayim, women come and they position the woman in the mikvah water, at Savara, so she's up to her neck. And then three Talmid Chachamim come, Omdus Lami Bachotz. They stay outside. Umodim, and that doesn't say exactly what outside means, but it definitely means that they're not looking, it seems. Umodim Osam Mixus Mitzvus Kalos, Mixus Mitzvus Chamoros. They tell her the mitzvahs. So pashas, it means that they don't watch. Right? It's pashas. Now why do they put her in? They only come in when she's up to her head in water. L'chayr, because they're mebachutz, they're not completely in, but they're close enough that they're talking to her, and we want to have more tznius. Oh, so ayid is quoted in Igros Moshe Yerdeya Beis. Kuf Chav Zayin, Ayid, Rav Ari Lev Grossnas, who was a Rav in England, a big Talmud Chacham, and he wrote a Kuntris about Geiris, and he says that he thinks that they just shouldn't look, they stay far enough away that it won't be a problem of looking, and that's, you know, you could put a mechitza there perhaps, but conceivably you should be in the room, but someplace that they're not going to see, maybe face the other direction. He says, because it says, mibachutz, right? Of course you don't look. How could you possibly look? And he brings a raya just to connect to other places from Mitzvah's Chalitza. That the Gemara says there, you do Chalitza, it has to be in front of a Bezdin. But the Gemara does not say they have to see it. There's a special gzeres akasiv by spitting, that the spitting should be le'enei hazakenim. So it says that the Chachamim should look at and see the spitting. But otherwise, it's just a din of being in front of Bezdin. Why do they have to actually see it? It's just, this is something that should be done in front of Bezdin, right? If a case has to be judged in front of Bezdin, it doesn't mean they have to see everything, it's just you're in front of Bezdin. So what do you don't have to have that sort of, they don't have to look. So it just says they don't look. Rav Moshe says it's not true because of the Rambam. The Rambam, I'll read the Rambam's Lashon. The Rambam's Lashon, this is in Surei Bia Perek Yudalid. He says, the Gioris is Megayer, she goes into the water, they put her up to her neck. Acher kach tovelas bifinehem. In front of them, v'hemachzirim pinehem, and then they turn away their faces, v'yotzim, and they walk out, k'dei shelo yiru oso k'shetalam in amayim. So they shouldn't see her when she comes out of the water. But it's quite clear that the Rambam held that they have to actually see her go down. Aye, so what do? So the minhag today is they have a sheet, and they put a sheet over the mikvah, little hole, with her head coming out, and they actually watch her go down. Yeah, it says she's, and that's a standard practice based on this Rambam. Why do we do it? Because the Rambam, it's the Rambam Lashitas, so that the Rambam understood this is not Kabbalah Mitzvah. If it's Kabbalah Mitzvah, then it's only Din Lechatchil. There's nothing to do with seeing the Tzvil. That's not the point. Yeah.
When we just have women see it, does that not count?
Women can't be Bezdin. What you have to say, l'fi the Rambam, is that a Bezdin has to, like, to be registered in Bezdin, like something like Eidei Kiyum. You can't have Kedushin without Eidei Kiyum. Being a Geiris is Nogea Bezdin, and therefore it has to be registered, the Bezdin has to see it. They have to actually see the Geiris. Well, so that's the Halacha L'maisa. This is, Rav Adi has a tshuva about this. He says in Mitzrayim, their minhag had always been that the men, even Mitzrayim, which is the land of the Rambam, he says the minhag was always that the men, he says, the Bezdin actually didn't go into the Beis HaTfila, they just spoke to her from outside. But he says the right thing, you know, is to be machmer like the Rambam, and therefore he says everyone should do this type of tefila. But I assume they have women there also. Fine. Let's talk a little bit about the milah. The milah for a ger. Right, it's mentioned in the Gemara. Milah's pretty pashut. Big issue, though, is what exactly, right, we know the Gemara comes out halacha, Rabbi Yossi says, and this is halacha, they need both milah and tefillah, right? There are tanam who hold either or just tefillah, but we hold halacha, you need both milah and tefillah. So what exactly is that? So first let's just pose it as a lamda shashayla. You could understand there's two parts of geiris, there's mila and tefila, and you put them both together and they make ger. Or we could view it more as just, no, the tefila is what makes geiris, v'haraya, woman only needs tefila. But if you're a man, you need to have a bris mila, right? Every year you need to have a bris mila. Every, even if you have a vadim, they need to have bris milah. That's part of being in a Jewish house, and therefore, they can't become a year. We don't let them do it until they had a milah, something like that. Oh, so there's an interesting tour. The tour writes, and he just writes in Misvara. See, he doesn't quote real mucker for it. He says, just like you need bezdin for tefillah, you need bezdin for milah. And the Torah says he holds, like his father, the Rush, that by Tzvila, Bezin is just there lechatchila. And therefore he says, for a milah, it's only needed lechatchila. But it's no different than Tzvila. And then he says, according to the Rambam, who says that Bezin is ma'aki for Tzvila, so too, Bezin is ma'aki for milah. That he says, lefi the Rambam, the Torah doesn't hold like the Rambam, he says, lefi the Rambam, the Bezin has to see the milah. Right? They have to, I mean, every Mila, the mole, is seeing it. And some people like to look, some people don't like to look, but you're going to have a bezdin looking and watching the Mila being done. So you see from the Torah, one thing is that he understands that the Mila and the Tvila are two parts of one process, and therefore they have the same thing. So many seem to have a different take here. That the Bach, so he writes, he says he doesn't know where the Torah is coming from. Right? The Bach's in Akron, but he takes on the Torah. He says, no one said this. You don't find this. Look in the Rambam. The Rambam, all he writes is you need a bezin for tefillah. He doesn't say a word about needing for a milah. He says in the Gemara, it says a person came who already had a milah done and came to the bezin and came to be Magayer, it sounds. And they said, come back to do tefillah with the bezin. Right? It could have been he already had a milah with the bezin, could have been, but the Gemara doesn't mention it. He says, Bach says, he doesn't know where this is coming from. We only find bezdin by tefillah, and therefore the Bach paskins la lacha. Milah does not need a bezdin. So the emes is there's a lot of mucker that milah is more of a prerequisite to the tefillah than the actual geirus. The actual geirus is the tefillah. So, the big makar for this is on Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says in the process of Mila is that first you do the Mila, and then you wait till the Ger heals from the Mila, because it's not safe. It's not medically sound to go into a mikvah with an open wound. So you wait till the wound heals, and when the wound heals, then he goes to the mikvah. So Shonam are bothered, why is that the process? Just do the tefillah first, and then do the milah. And the emphasis is Ramban that says that taka does work. Ramban, with the nun. And Hilachar is going like the Rambam sheet, like, I don't know the Rambam sheet, but he's like the Torah sheet, sorry, that Geiris is made out of milah and tefillah. But most Rishonim do not say that. Most Rishonim, the Rashba, the Mukha Yosef by us, they say no avada, the Gemara is dafka. And they say Tvila is Megayer. But you can't be Megayer without a bris milah, because it's like you're being Tovel v'sheretz biyado. And they even say more, they have a lashon there in the Mukha Yosef that the Arla is like the tumas of the Gayim that a Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out from. And he first has to take off that tumma, and then he can be with Tahara into the Tahara of Yisrael. But without a milah, you can't go into that sort of Tahara. I saw the Zecher Yitzchak Revitzlopanovich. It's in Chelk Aleph Simon Chav Tes. He just points out that this is easily, you could really see this just from the Geirus of Klal Yisrael. That where was our Mila? Our Mila was in Mitzrayim. Right? Shevet Levi. The Rambam makes a point in the beginning of Geirus that Mila was always done by Shevet Levi. It wasn't done as part of their Geirus. It was, but it was their Mitzvah Mila. You have a Mitzvah Mila, and that's Mila. It's interesting, just in the Pesukim, right? He just points out it's coming out from the Pesukim. If you look at Tefila in the Parsha, so when it's talking about Tefila in Yisro, it talks about Moshe called the Zekanim, right? We have twice Kabbalah Satorah, once in Yisro and once in Mishpatim. It's called the Zekanim and told them all these things, and they said Nasim Nishma. And afterwards, it says Ve'kadosh Esa'am, Moshe's Mekadosh, the people Ve'chapsus and Losa. And they wash their clothing, which the Gemara says is a remez to Tefillah. That Tefillah goes along. They also were matar, even their clothing, but Kol Shekein their guf. So that's the Tefillah, that's the Etzim Hageiris. You're being tovel from Rishus Goy to Rishus Yid. Mila is the prerequisite. So it seems to be most Rishonim that Mila is a prerequisite. Within Mila, within this, there's another machlokus, even in this tzad. So if it's a part of the geirus, so then of course it needs to be real Mila l'shem geirus, just like the tzvila. In tzad, it's a prerequisite. We do find a machlokus. We find one sheet of the most makel shita is in Rav Elazar de Mila, on Kuf Lamed Hey. Rabbeinu Chananel Shita. Rabbeinu Chananel says if a ger comes and he's mahal, he's megayer just with tefillah. You don't need mila at all. But even though a ger, like an Arab, comes and he's mahal, that mila has nothing to do with geirus whatsoever. Okay, or even worse, see, an Arab maybe has the mitzvah of mila from Avraham Avinu. But even a stam of Christians megayer, but they were circumcised, they simply have no arla for medical reasons. So Rabbeinu Chananel says, you're Megayah them. And that's actually the shita of Rav Shimon ben Elazar quoted in a braisa in Rav Elazar de Mila, Kof Lamed Hey. So that's what it claims. And the emes is interesting because if you look at the Gemara in Rav Elazar de Mila, there's no mention of Mila. It's always Mila. There's a toughest stamp bris. There's something called a toughest stamp bris. That if someone doesn't have an arla to remove, that he's pricked and your motzi dam. But the Gemara only mentions that by someone who's nolad mahal, someone who's born without an arla. And the Gemara says because it's a suffix, maybe there's really an arla there that's kavush. And since maybe there's an arla there, sometimes this happens that there's the arla's there, but it's just not visible because it's somehow fused into the skin. So Mamela, then there's a din of Hatafus Dambris. Yerushalmi in Rav Elazar de Mila says it's also from Himol Yimol, the double Lashon, we learn that a baby, if he's Nolan Mahal, since maybe he has an Arla, you prick him. You prick him, and that's attacking the Arla. And the whole Gemara, you don't see any other Indian of being a Mila to a person who has no Arla. You don't find it. And the only Shita about it the Gemara brings is Rav Shimon ben Elazar saying that a ger who's niskayer keshumal just needs tefillah. So that's Rabbeinu Chananel Shita. So he'll say that, yeah, so he'll be the most extreme on the side of the Chakira, that it's not part of the geirus. All it is a sheretz biyado, it's a tumah, and you get it off. So most Rishonim don't take that approach. Most Rishonim say, look at our Gemara. Our Gemara is the Makar on Mem Vav. The Gemara talks about a person who came and said he was Mahal. I mentioned one story like this. This is a different story. He came and said he was Mahal, and they didn't want to be Tovel him. Says they weren't Tovel him. They said, we can't be Tovel him because you need Mila and Tvila, and you're saying you're already Mahal. The Gemara doesn't explain what it means. Rashi says, they assumed his Mila wasn't Lashma. And since his milul wasn't l'shem geirus, so therefore he still needed another milul, and therefore they weren't tovel him, and therefore he had to do a tafas tampres. Mentioned again in Yevamos, Yevamos Ayin Beis, the Gemara tells us that Ger, who's Megayr Kishu, who Mahal, and he needs a Mila, so we're Mal him in the daytime. But just like regular Bris Mila needs daytime, so too that toughest damn Bris of a Ger needs to be in the daytime. And Emma says that's the Lashon of the Bracha, even sounds that way. Lahatif says, Lomos Ager, Lahatif Mem Dam Bris. So this is what's accepted. It's generally accepted. Most Rishonim accept Tosfos in the Rush. They'll say that no. Ein Achinami by a Yid, he doesn't need a Hatav Stam Bris. If he has no Arla, right, this is most Rishonim. The truth is we're Machmer almost. Let's say someone has a Bris by a guy. So most Rishonim say, he doesn't need another, he doesn't have a Tafas Ampress. Because the Maisa, he doesn't have an Arla. Most Rishonim will say yes. But most Rishonim say in the Gemara, the only time you need a Hatavas Ampress is if perhaps you actually have an Arla. Without an Arla, you're free. But by a Ger, the Rishonim explain it's different. They bring B'Shem the Bahag. A Ger is different because his Geirus requires Hatavas Ampress. A Yid, he's a Baal Tshuva, his Bris wasn't done, Kalacha. Most Rishonim say he doesn't need anything. But again, most Rishonim tell you he needs Hatav Stambris. And the chilik is the basic chilik. What the Gemara tells us in the Dharam Lam and Aleph, that a Yid, even if he doesn't have a Bris, he's still called a Bar Bris. He's still considered to be Mahal. Right, not halachically Mahal, but he's considered to be in the Bris. Why? Because every Yid is part of the Bris. This is the Os Bris. This is a sign on it. It's a mitzvah. But Be'etim, he has a Bris. It says an Arab, even if he is Mahal, he's still considered an Arl. We still call him an Arl because he doesn't have the Arla, but he's not in the Bris. So therefore he's called an Arl. So Pshat is a Yid is a Yid. He's in the Bris. There's an Osa of the Bris, which is not to have an Arla. As long as his Arla has been removed, we don't care if it was before 8 days, or it was done at night, or it was done by a guy. Lamaisa, he doesn't have the Arla. But by Ger, his Geirus requires, he is an Arl. Right? So even if the Mila isn't the Etzem HaGeirus, but he doesn't have an Arla, great, Yashkech, you have no Arla, but you are an Arl. You're a piece of Arla. The whole person's an Arla. Right? He needs a Tikkun, and the Tikkun comes through Hatafas Dam Bris. So that's the Halacha. Rav Moshe has an interesting shayla, very debated. Very debated shayla here. Lots of truths about this. Something that happens a lot is that someone has a bris l'shem mitzvah. He has a good bris with a mohel on day 8. His parents are megayer him. Problem is his parents aren't from, or even if they were from, but they don't realize that actually this guy's maternal grandmother had a reform conversion. So they had a bris, great. And who are the molim out there? The molim, even on not from people, Maisa, the molim are from Jews. He had a good bris, kedas, v'kedin. The problem is he's a guy. So what do you do now? So Rav Moshe was asked a shayla about a boy who, what was the shayla? I think he had this discovery, and it's going to be his bar mitzvah, so they had him. So he's a guy, that's the first problem. So what does he do for being a guy? He has to be tovel. But does he have to go through a tafas dam bris? So Rav Moshe was asked the shayla about a boy who really doesn't want to go through a tafas dam bris. He's a kid, I mean, he's a gadol already, so he's not a ger katan, he's a gadol, but the idea of a tafas dam bris is turning him off. So what to do about that? So that's a big shayla in the poskim. So Rav Moshe was noted b'shas hatchak to say it's okay. Lamaisa, he had a bris. Okay, it was out of Beis Din, but we already saw that Beis Din is not really needed by Mila except for the Tur Lefi, the Rambam. I mean, he doesn't hold like the Rambam, but no. Right? So not having a Beis Din is not a big deal. And the Maisa's Bris was a Bris L'Shem Bris. It wasn't L'Shem Geirus. But many say, Rav Moshe and also Rav Chaskel Abramsky writes this also in the piece, L'Maisa's, okay, it wasn't L'Shem Geirus, but it was L'Shem Bris. L'Shem Briso Shel Avram Avino, right? In Mitzrayim, when Klal Yisrael did a bris, they did a bris to be a bris, to be part of the bris of Avram Avino. They weren't thinking Geirus. So here too also, okay, they're not thinking Geirus, and the Mela, the bris is a good bris. So that's what Rav Moshe thought, B'shasad Chak. The Shaila is, the problem is, Rav Yashav has a tshuva, and Kovas tshuvas, Chelik Al Sim Kuf Vav. And he says what I thought. I thought, no, it's not true. You're right. If in Mitzrayim they were Megayer, Mitzrayim they had a bris, but that bris was a bris. They were Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Their bris was a bris. A guy has a bris. There's no bris there. And a chinami is done kedas v'kedin, but there's no bris. Right? There's no. What's a bris? And the first bris is this is the oath. This is a sign of the bris. This is a sign of the bris. But there's no bris. There was no bris, and not from the bris ben Absarim. Like bris mila is a sign on the bris ben Absarim. This guy's a guy. His parents are well-meaning, and the mole's well-meaning. But Maisa, he's not. We're not saying he's a ger katan. He's not a ger katan because his parents aren't from. To be a ger katan, it has to be that there's people taking upon themselves the achrayus of the kavalas and mitzvos. He's not a ger katan. He's a guy who's circumcised with the most beautiful kavanos and everything kedas v'kedin, but l'chayr, there's no bris there. So that's where Rav Yashav Taina is, that it's not a bris. I saw the bris garav, so he was also consulted about the shayla. There's a lot. For some reason, this is a very, a lot of rabbanan wrote about the shayla. The bris garav Taina is based on a Rambam. This is a very interesting Rambam. Hard to hear the Rambam, but passing the base. There's a Rambam in Mila Gimel Zayin that says that if a guy wants to be mal, he wants to bris mila l'shma, l'shem l'kayim mitzvah smila, he says a Jewish mole should give him the bris, because goyim gets schar for keeping mitzvahs. So, yeah.
Goyim gets
schar? Yeah, okay, that's a chiddush, but that's based on a gemara. Okay, so that shouldn't bother you too much.
The gemara said that we took away their
schar, no? Okay, so I was very bothered by the Rambam, because l'chaira, if you're not in the bris, you're not in the bris. You know, they have a kasher. Why didn't Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah before he was given? So why didn't he keep bris mila before it was given? Why did he have to wait for Hashem to tell him? Okay, I don't like this sort of kasher. So. But okay, but they asked this kasher. Why didn't he do the bris mila beforehand? Before Hashem told him to do it, because he knew the whole Torah, and so take a bris. No, because there's no bris. If Hashem wasn't coerced the bris, Hashem has to be coerced the bris. Afterwards, in the midst of the bris. Oh. So the bris garav quotes that there's such a rabbi. He says, therefore, you see, even a guy having a bris is a bris. So I thought even the rabbi didn't mean that. I don't really know for sure. I don't argue on the bris garav and the pshat and the rabbi, but I would hear saying that, no, and bris meal is really two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah and lach lecha of the bris, that the bris should be in your skin, the bris olam. And then there's the bris of Tazria, that it doesn't make sense to anything about bris. It just says when a baby's born, yimol basar alaso. Oh, so you want to take off the arla? Okay, it's a milah, take off the arla. It's a mitzvah. You'll get schar for that. You're a more complete person without an arla. Arlas are bad. But l'maisa, it's not a bris, and you're still going to be an arl. And therefore, I have a taina, Rav Yashav Tainas, it's not a geirus. And therefore, the kid will have to redo the bris. That's the psak, Yashav's psak. Okay, we'll end with one last. Let me say this. There's one more gemara in Yevamos. Yeah.
Rav Yashav would say that bris is not here for him.
He'll say it's ma'akiv, and therefore, if you went to the mikvah and was megayer, he has to have a tafestan bris, meaning to be a geder of mila. It has to be after you were makabel mitzvos coming to be Megayer. He'll have to, now when he has Kabbalah Smitzus, so Enoch Naim is still a guy, but now he's going to do a Tafas Dabris, and then he's going to be Tovel again.
So if he didn't do it, then he's just not a Jew.
Then he's just not a Jew.
But yeah, that's Soros, it's by the woman.
He's just right. But he just won't be a Jew because his tefillah wasn't a tefillah, because he had a sheretz biyado, because l'maisa he didn't have that. He still has a shem aral, and an aral cannot be a yid because be'etzem a yid is not an aral. And to get off the aral, he needs Kabbal Smitzus and then to do a tafas dambris. So this actually is a way that a person who's a Yer Shemaim Tzadik could actually be a guy. So the mikveh he went to many times. He's Hasidish and he goes to the mikveh every morning. But he's still a guy because he's an Arl.
But his kid would be a full Jew. What?
Yeah.
It's not
yeah, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, so it's not so terrible. Okay. Okay, so that's it. I'll mention the last Gemara because, you know, it's Gemara Nivamis, just the shlemus of all of Geirus. About a pregnant woman who is Megayer. Interesting. Everything we've been quoting is from Yevamos, right? We have the whole sugi of Yevamos here. We quote a Chaf Dalet, Ayin Beis, Ayin Vav, the Gemara's in Arl. And now this is a Nacha Gemara. Everything, you know, I'm going to end with this verse. I'm going to say everything has to do, all Geirus in Yevamos. L'chayra, why? L'chayra, you should know this is Nister, and everything in Torah is a Nister, but the whole point of Yibum is to be Mutakin the Neshama. And the whole idea of Geirus is Tikkun HaNeshama, that every person should come with a Tikkun. Right? Even Gaim, they have, every bit of good. You know, Balak, because he brought these Korbanos, his great-great-granddaughter Rus became a Geirus. And everyone, the Tikkun for all the Neshamas is in Nister, as pointed out at the scene, there's Kamat Noah Gaz on the Sechta. A little bit difficult, but the theme is Tikkun Neshamas. Oh, so the last little piece here, just interesting. Sugya, we'll end with this. Yevamos Ayin Ches, a woman is Megayer when she's pregnant. So what is the din? What's the din? So the Gemara says the Geirus works even for the Vlad. This is a chiddush because she started off. She's a guy. Her fetus is a guy. Two guyim. How does the geirus work? So the Gemara says that the tzvila of the mother works as if it was a tzvila for the baby. And the Gemara says because the surface of the baby is the surface of the mother. Because since the baby is growing in the mother, therefore, we view the mother's body as an extension of the baby, and therefore, the tefillah of the mother is the tefillah of the baby. There's always a sort of ober yerach imo, but this points it out, it's not what the Gemara is saying. It's not like her kidney or something. It's her baby, it's a separate person. But the tefillah works both for the mother and for the baby. Fine. So the tefillah works. The pella is, as pointed out, Stipler talks about this in Ksuvus in the Sugi of Ger Katan. Is that by a Ger Katan, the kid could be Mocha when he becomes a Gadol. By a woman who's Megayer, when she's pregnant, the baby is 100% a Yid. It's a Peletic thing, like there's no Kabbalah Smitzos. Where's the Kabbalah Smitzos? So he can't back out of it. So the Stipler just says, it's a beautiful thing. He just points out that the pshat is, I might say it's slightly different than he's saying it, but the same way that we're saying that the body of the mother is like the body of the baby, so too the connection between mother and baby is such that her das is an extension of the baby. Her das is also the das of the baby. The Steitler brings the Gemara in Gittin Chaf Gimel, that a person could give a get shichrur to a shifcha, to say, I'm giving this get, not to free you, but to free your baby, your fetus, the pregnant woman. And everyone asks, how does that work? How could that possibly work? Because l'maisa, it's exerus a custom, it has to be given into the hands of the eved. In fact, it doesn't work. You don't have an in of shlichus of one eved for his partner eved. Right? The sugi is in gittin. Can't talk right now. But it's exerus a custom. It's exerus a custom of giving them to give the Shtar Shekhar to the hands of the Eved. So the Ran says, Pshat, this is the hand of the Eved, because the baby's hand is his mother's hand. Right? It says, it quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, says that if a shar is kill somebody, it's no geach, kill someone and is pregnant, the baby, the calf, has the same din, whatever the mother's din is, the same din of the baby. The baby didn't have any kavana to kill anybody, but it goes, they're the mamish one unit. It's just interesting, you know, you could tell to your wife. It's like, what it is, or a woman that they have, it's mamish a unit. This is something else, just interesting, Nakuda. And connects another Gemara in Yavamas. We saw another Gemara, we don't have time, lots of things we missed, but in Nosin Al-Hanusa, in Daf Tzadi Zion. So we had this very strange Gemara that told us that a woman who's Megayer, another Gayer's Gemara, on Tzadi Zion, a woman who's Megayer, had all the dinim about a woman or men who are Megayer and what the din is of their family. So the Gemara says there, a woman who's Megayer, her baby, while she's pregnant, her baby has a din of her kid, her son, and it'll have all the regular dins of a son. It's not she didn't ben. Right? If she has another kid, if she has a daughter afterwards, there'll be brother and sister, there'll be an Esther Erva there, there'll be a Chi of Mises. Mom is her son, 100% her son. Even though she was Megayer, let's say she was Megayer right before giving birth. But Lamaisa, this baby was in her, and it's her son. As Gemara Bechorah says, when a woman who's Megayer gives birth, okay, this is in Yavamas, but a woman who's Megayer and gives birth, there's a din pid in Haben, because it's her son. It's completely son. There's no father. So the Gemara says, there's no father, because the father was a guy. But there is a mother. It's interesting that that is. So what's the pshat? The pshat lachar is because the father, all he gives is the zera. But the mother, they're guf echad. They're guf echad. And therefore, they're mamish one being. And therefore, when it's born, it's 100% her baby. Interesting how to say this. You know, sometimes interesting things stick in our head. Because this I heard so many years ago, but it's still stuck in my head. You'll hear what I say. You'll see it. It sticks in your head. Maybe it's already in your head. There's a Targum Yonasan in Bayetze when Dina's born. That tells us, whatever, I won't say the whole drasha there, but that when it was born, it was a bas, it says. Leah had a bas. It says that really, Yosef started off in the womb of Leah, and Dinah started off in the womb of Rachel. But Leah didn't want this. Leah didn't want that Rachel should be left with only one son, one shevet. And she davened, and Hashem did a nes. So it's Targum Yonasan, it says, switch the babies. And Yosef went into Rachel, and Dina went from Rachel into Leah. Okay, Pella. What's interesting is it's called Ben, Dina's called Ben Leah, Yosef's called Ben Rachel, and that's the way it is, 100%. So the Shad is, it's 100, that's the way it is. The mother has that power. It's just an interesting thing. It's discussed a lot. I think it was discussed a lot. Different of these modern, like Tchumim, the modern Torah journals, all sorts of fertility issues where people have embryos implanted. So what's the din? So the din is that if it's a woman, let's say she gets an embryo implanted, but the embryo is a Gaish embryo. What's the din? Right? So it's interesting. What exactly is the din? So it's assumed like this. They point this whole din by a gioris. A gioris, this was a Gaisha embryo that's in her. When she's Jewish, looking backwards, the embryo doesn't relate to her. It's no different if it's her embryo or a different embryo, because when she's Jewish, she has no relationship to any of the previous Gaim in her life. So maybe she has no relationship to her embryo. How does that embryo become her child then? So the pshat is this mahalach that it's one guf. Okay, there's a lot that's really out of our sugya, so we won't. It's an interesting sugya. They talk about, you know, if let's say a woman has a geisha embryo, but she's a Jewish woman. Maybe she could go to the mikvah, even though she's Jewish, be Megayer for the embryo. Okay, another shy was asked here, asked by someone who's a Talmud here, was asked this question, and someone told this over to me. He was asked the question, he deals with fertility issues. The woman was a Gioris, and she froze her embryos when she was a Gaia. And now she wants to use those embryos, but she was already Megayer. And now the embryo wasn't in her at the time of the Gairis that her tefillah should work on the embryo. So what to do now? Maybe put the embryo in her, be Megayer again. Or no, maybe she should try to get another embryo from herself. Or, right, because to be, after she was Megayer, what does she do? So those are Shaila's lot to talk about, but Lace me to the Lower Misa by Raisa. And, so Yashkayach, thank you to everyone. Beth Hashem, keep steiging. This month goes through Wednesday, next week. Okay.
Close your shmooze on Thursday.